This is Dr. Omoto dictating a follow-up. Please use your follow-up template. Patient last name is Rosis, H-R-O-U-S-I-S. First name is Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E. Date of birth is June 5, 1970. Date of service is March 7, 2023. Referring provider is Alicia Lowe, A-L-I-C-I-A space L-O. Address is 1133 East Stanley Boulevard, Suite 203, Livermore, California, 94550. Chief complaint, follow-up. Subjective, this is a 52-year Caucasian female with history of chronic pain secondary to fibromyalgia who is here for a telephone follow-up period. I have spoken to her in detail at the end of February regarding the blood test she did with her primary care doctor, which also included the metabolic panel that I was interested in because of her usage of a Celebrex period. She was discovered to have hyperlipidemia and also diabetic, so she was started on metformin period. She was also given a prescription Lipitor, but she has not started yet as she would like to continue eating grapefruits while she's and Lipitor would prevent her from eating grapefruits, period. Next paragraph. As far as discussion goes with her pain management, comma, I have focused on reducing the Celebrex that she was taking, period. So she was taking 200 milligrams in the morning and 100 milligrams at night, but my concern was that now she's diabetic, comma, we need to avoid nephrotoxic medication as much as possible, period. Patient was recommended to not to take the Celebrex at night and try to take medicine to help her sleep, such as melatonin and Benadryl, period. She is concerned that she's taking Zyrtec and taking Benadryl in addition to that might not be a good thing, period. Past medical history, fibromyalgia, next depression, next hyperlipidemia, next diabetes, comma, recently discovered, period. Medication, Cymbalta, 60 milligram per day, next Lyrica, 50 milligram tablets, 2 in the morning and 3 at night. Next, Celebrex, 200 milligrams in the morning, comma, 100 at night dose was discouraged several weeks ago. Next, Zyrtec for allergy. Next, metformin for diabetes. Next, Lipitor, comma, prescribed but has not started. Radio system per template. Please change the joint. Patient complaining about aches and pain throughout the body in the early morning, which is making her difficult to engage in tasks in early morning until she has a dose of Celebrex in the morning period. Objective, please eliminate everything as general, and then please add general, alert, and oriented in non-acute distress. Diagnostic data dated February 24, 2023, metabolic panel shows hyperglycemia at 124, otherwise unremarkable, hemoglobin A1C is 6.5, her thyroid panel is normal, CBC shows slightly elevated H&H with a hemoglobin of 16.0 and 48.1. Her hepatitis panels negative, comma. Her total cholesterol is 302, HDL is 44, triglycerides 522. Impression number one. Chronic pain secondary to fibromyalgia, comma, has been on Cymbalta, Kama Lyrica, Kama, and Celebrex, total of 300 milligrams per day until recently, period. Due to recently diagnosed diabetes in hyperlipidemia, Kama, there was a need to reduce anti-inflammatory medication, period. Recommendation number one, I would suggest taking Flexural 5 to 10 milligrams before bedtime to help her sleep better and to help with her fibromyalgia pain instead of taking Celebrex at 100 milligrams at night, period. Next. Patient would also try to take 100 milligrams Celebrex twice a day as opposed to 200 milligrams once in the morning to see if she can have better coverage of pain control throughout the day, period. Next, she would also consider talking to a psychiatrist about antidepressant regimen as she feels that her mood has been down recently, period. Next, I would have a telephone appointment with her in 2 months, period. This is the end of dictation.